And we're back on Adrian Anthony's Musical Adventures. I'm Anthony.
And I'm Adrian.
And tonight's musical adventure being 80s artist today.
I'm somewhat scared by now after the last segment.
Was it the Martha and the Muffins that kind of scared you?
Well, yeah, that plus, you know, you follow that up with Mellencamp, and I'm kind of on the edge of my seat in terms of what's next.
Well, we're going to follow it up with one of my very favorite artists of all time. Very big in the 80s, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. Enjoy.
Yeah, you put my dick. daddy too. Union God and country was all they ever knew. They worked from early morning till the evening was so blue. When they strike the mine, they walk the lines, that's just what you do. And you're born in West Virginia, a miner through and through. Union God and country was all you ever knew. Union God and country, West Virginia, golden blue. Union God and country was all we ever knew. Before there was a union, the company was king. Work your fingers to the bone, couldn't show a thing. You shipped it cold to Friday, do your pay and then you'd walk down to the company store and get it back again. That's why they made the union, they had nothing left to lose. Union God and country was all they ever knew. It was Union God and country, West Virginia, golden blue. Union God and country was all we ever knew. West Virginia, golden blue. Union God and country was all we ever knew. It was Union God and country, West Virginia, golden blue. Union God and country was all we ever knew.
That was Bryan Adams from his 2016 release, Get Up, You Belong to Me. Reason why that sounds so good is because he was working with Jeff Lynne of ELO on that one.
Yes. Also, you know, it's a little known secret on the show that I don't like the guy. I mean, just personal reasons, but not a bad song. I hate to admit it.
Before that, we had Steve Earle from his 2020 release, Ghosts of West Virginia, Union, God, and Country.
Yeah, that was great. I really enjoyed that.
Prior to that, we had Steve Perry from his 2018 release, Traces, a song called No Erasin', and kicked it off with Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers from their 2014 Mojo album, and I Should Have Known It.
Yeah, I think you snuck that one in there because you're such a big fan, and I can see why. But yeah, great work overall. Really good playlist. I hope you folks enjoy listening to it.
Yeah, I hope you guys had a great time, and I hope you join us again on our next adventure. Take care.
Bye.